from all the busy idleness of the morning, and was immediately greeted with, "Well, my dear, here you are," a truth which he had no greater inclination than power to dispute, "and I hope you have had a pleasant airing."
"Yes, ma'am, I thank you. We could not have had a nicer day."
"So Mrs. Thorpe said. She was vastly pleased at your all going."
"You have seen Mrs. Thorpe, then?"
"Yes, I went to the pump room as soon as you were gone, and there I met her, and we had a great deal of talk together. She says there was hardly any veal to be got at market this morning. It is so uncommonly scarce."
"Did you see anybody else of our acquaintance?"
"Yes, we agreed to take a turn in the Crescent, and there we met Mrs. Hughes and Mr. and Miss Tilney walking with her."
"Did you indeed? And did they speak to you?"
"Yes, we walked along the Crescent together for half an hour. They seem very agreeable people. Miss Tilney was in a very pretty spotted muslin, and I fancy by what I can learn that she always dresses very handsomely. Mrs. Hughes talked to me a great deal about the family."
"And what did she tell you of them?"
"Oh, a vast deal indeed. She hardly talked of anything else."
"Did she tell you what part of Gloucestershire they come from?"
"Yes, she did. But I cannot recollect now. But they are very good kind of people, and very rich. Mrs. Tilney was a Miss Drummond, and she and Mrs. Hughes were schoolfellows, and Miss Drummond had a very large fortune, and when she married, her father gave her £20,000 and £500 to buy wedding clothes. Mrs. Hughes saw all the clothes after they came from the warehouse."
"And are Mr. and Mrs. Tilney in Bath?"
"Yes, I fancy they are, but I'm not quite certain. Upon recollection, however, I've a notion they're both dead. At least the mother is. Yes, I'm sure Mrs. Tilney is dead, because Mrs. Hughes told me there was a very beautiful set of pearls that Mr. Drummond gave his daughter on her wedding day, and that Miss Tilney has got now, for they were put by for her when her mother died."
"And is Mr. Tilney, my partner, the only son?"
"I cannot be quite positive about that, my dear. I have some idea he is. But, however, he is a very fine young man, Mrs. Hughes says, and likely to do very well."
Catherine inquired no further. She had heard enough to feel that Mrs. Allen had no real intelligence to give, and that she was most particularly unfortunate herself in having missed such a meeting with both brother and sister. Could she have foreseen such a circumstance, nothing should have persuaded her to go out with the others, and as it was, she could only lament her ill luck and think over what she had lost, till it was clear to her that the drive had by no means been very pleasant, and that John Thorpe himself was quite disagreeable. Chapter 10